Today in Business Next, I'm featuring another one of the really interesting interviews I get to do with the members of the Small Business Association of Michigan's Leadership Council. Today, my guest is Bernie Skabinski. His company is HRB Associates. Bernie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Always interesting to talk to the members of the Leadership Council, find out more about your companies and your leadership styles. We'll start out by telling listeners, what is HRB and Associates?
HRB is a strategic consulting firm. We work with family-owned, privately held, small to mid-cap companies. Most of our clients come to us for one of three or four reasons. They're frustrated with their team's profitability year over year. They're concerned about their talent management and their ability, even in some cases, to succession manage. They're frustrated with year-over-year price increases, and they don't understand how all these different marketing tools affect their metrics or revenue.
And Bernie, how did you get into this business?
Well, I spent most of my career working in different leadership roles in automotive. I was with Magna International and TRW, as well as Johnson Controls. And along the line, I left and became vice president of a large family-owned company, about $1 million in revenue, and got to see family businesses from the inside. And a few years ago, I did another stint with a family-owned company, and then I decided I should go out on my own and share some of my ideas and successes with other companies.
And what was the year when your company started, HRB and Associates?
2009.
And where are you at this point, number of employees and so on?
Well, we have five employees besides myself. A couple of those are 1099 and a couple of them are admin, but we flex our headcount depending on the client's needs and what we're doing. I've got a pretty good portfolio of people I've learned and worked with over the years that are glad to come in and work on a project basis.
Well, that's something I hear a lot more from small businesses, that they try to pull in the expertise that they need when they need it, instead of necessarily having the overhead of all that full-time staff.
No, I think it's a growing trend in a lot of businesses. You know, there's a significant trend for companies to outsource different pieces. I have one client that has a pretty successful business being company's IT help desk. And I have another company that has quite a successful business doing a few other companies' payroll, or they're actually professional employment association, where it's kind of joint employment. People report to your job, your office every day and take direct orders from you, but they're paid by one of my clients.
Well, I think it's an interesting trend because I talk to a lot of media people in my role here at the Small Business Association of Michigan, and of course they often perceive that, you know, the nirvana, the very highest employment goal you can reach is a steady 40-hour-a-week job with good benefits. But, you know, that doesn't fit with everybody. Some people want the flexibility of the contract work.
Yeah, and the other thing is that sometimes as an independent business guy, I would tell people, you know, sometimes it would be nice to have a 40-hour-a-week job, because my wife would tell you that there's many nights while I'm watching Law & Order, I've got the laptop on my lap and doing something else too, so it doesn't always work the way it seems.
Yeah, for a lot of entrepreneurs I've talked to, 40 hours a week, they'd be cutting back to just half time.
Yeah, that's one of the jokes that I used to work for a German company. I used to tell them that I worked part-time any 40 hours my boss wanted me to.
That's right, that's right. Well, having been owned a small business myself, my wife and I know exactly what you mean. So, Bernie, I think it's interesting that you focused on assisting family-owned businesses, and you described your experience in family-owned firms. What are some particular challenges that they face that you wouldn't see in a company otherwise that's not family-owned?
Well, I think one of the things is, first, we should set kind of a benchmark. You know, 65% of the U.S. GDP comes out of family-owned businesses. And family-owned businesses run the gamut from a mom-and-pop operation to Gordon Foods. Gordon Foods is a family-owned company. Cargill is a family-owned and operated company. So we need to be cautious and understand what we're talking about. Second of all is that survival rate of family-owned business is something that you don't see in publicly traded firms. The statistics are truly frightening. Only 30% of family-owned businesses survive from the first generation to the second, and only 12% of that 30% survive to the third.
Bernie Skubinski is a member of the Leadership Council for the Small Business Association of Michigan. Back with more of our conversation with Bernie right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.com.